Hey, honey, pause for a sec. So, Gorn are actually parasites? Welcome to the season one finale of The Spinal Frontier, a podcast where we speculate as to why Star Trek aliens are the way they are. I'm Kelly, she, her.
And I'm Aaron, they, them.
Well, Strange New Worlds season one is over, and we can finally talk about the dang Gorn.
Finally.
So, the Gorn, would you like to explain to the people exactly who the Gorn are and why we're so excited?
So the Gorn are a reptilian alien.
Well, the humanoid, right?
Well, they're humanoid.
Yeah. Sort of.
They're reptiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time we saw one was in the original series, and it was a guy in a suit. And you may have seen references to it in other media, but Captain Kirk fights one of these big lizard guys, a Gorn.
With the very famous two-handed punch.
Yeah, in front of the Vasquez Rocks Park.
That's down here in Southern California.
That's in Southern California. It's a pretty iconic scene. But we don't see Gorn again until Enterprise in the 2000s.
And I haven't seen Enterprise, as we keep talking about. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to get on that, but what changes between TOS and Enterprise with how the Gorn look?
So in the original series, they have these big giant compound eyes.
Yeah,
we
talked about that.
The biggest change, I think, is in Enterprise, they gave them smaller eyes and a more pronounced brow ridge. Mm-hmm. And then I think they gave them digitigrade legs.
Which means,
think about a dog or a cat's back legs.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of what that looks like.
Okay.
Where instead of coming down, there's a knee, and then there's a foot that's flat against the ground. Mm-hmm. What it is it comes down, there's a knee, then it goes
kind of back.
Cants backwards, and then it looks like there's another knee, but what that is an ankle, I think. And that foot is elongated and makes contact with the ground at the very end.
The toes are at the... Yeah. Yeah.
And what that's for is, as I understand it, it's less energy efficient, but it does give faster bursts of speed.
Yeah, they can kind of launch forward. Mm-hmm. It's like they're not jumping up and down and they're not walking. They're kind of pushing.
Like a spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty much that. And they were also like, in Enterprise, they were digitally rendered.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
Bless the 2000s.
I feel like it's equally hokey as the rubber suit from TOS, just a different medium. Funny how that it comes around.
Yeah.
But in Strange New Worlds, we have yet another take on them. And I think they did a better job with the digital rendering.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, they have the budget.
Yeah.
And the skills. And, I mean, they're phenomenal. And we've been waiting all season to see them because... It's such a good buildup over a whole season.
Because mm-hmm.
really the show is very episodic, except when are the Gorn coming back, when are the Gorn coming back.
Yeah.
So we've been waiting weeks and weeks. And finally, they burst onto the scene quite literally. So first of all, the thing that we're really finding out now that's really filling in the story of this species is their ecology. We're witnessing their life cycle. Mm. Well, part of their life cycle.
Oh, also spoilers for season one, episode 9. If you watched it, the season's out. Go ahead and watch
this
it and then come back to this.
Yeah.
But we're going to spoil it pretty heavy.
If you don't want to hear me talk about giant geckos, go watch, come back. Giant slimy geckos. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Spoilers begin here.
Yeah. So, yes, they literally burst on the scene because it turns out that the Gorn are parasites. Mm-hmm. They infect a host, any humanoid host, it seems, with venomous spit that burns, but also somehow... And, like, this seems hand-wavy to me, but I'll take it. They infect the host body with gametes that are in the spit that kind of take root inside of the body and then develop, and explode out of the humanoid in immediate, like, angry, baby, fight each other, blood everywhere.
So
super strength.
if you're familiar with the Alien franchise, it's
Yes.
similar.
Except for it's a chest burster, it's a back burster, it's a neck burster, it's a butt burster. It's coming out of all, it's bursting out of everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
Yeah.
not just one, it's like,
Four. Well, four in this case. Multiple.
but like I wonder if there's like a range of like clutch sizes.
Maybe that would be interesting, 'cause like, so it sounds like what they're saying is that the Gorn rarely actually harvest their young. Like they don't really, it seems like they don't do it that frequently. Like they're, I guess I just didn't understand what a breeding colony was until we saw this full life cycle. We understand what that means now. And humans are just incubators, or humanoids are just incubators. So we see these guys burst out of poor Buckley, who is, oh, we need a sidebar about Buckley.
We could do an episode on Buckley.
No, we couldn't do an
We
episode
don't
about
know enough about
Buckley.
him, but he's cool.
It is a species of unknown origin. His language is not in the universal translator, but Buckley is blue and has a big head that reminds me of some kind of stag beetle or something, like very large head armor, very blue, kind of a hunchy, and kind of these yellow eyes. And I think my favorite part about Buckley is not the big head plates. It's his jaw is angled like an angler fish. It kind of angles up and.
Buckley is one of the coolest alien designs I think they've done.
Yeah, especially for a one-off. It's
Well,
excellent. Well, hope maybe a one-off.
that's it's incredible because Buckley is a puppet.
Yeah, where did you hear about this?
Gosh, I can't remember where I heard about this. We should probably look it up before we put that
Eh.
out
But it makes sense that he's a puppet because his face is not, it's not animated and it's not loaf. It's
Like,
not prosthetics on someone's face.
once it was pointed out,
It makes a lot of
rewatched
sense.
it. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I can see that. But like,
Yeah.
if nobody had ever said anything.
Yes, so Buckley is a puppet, and what we have learned is that not only, that's not the only puppet.
Yeah, so we took a moment to Google this because we really wanted to know before we
Like
continue.
the
Yeah, the
source of this.
source. The Gorn are puppets too.
The Gorn are puppets too, you
Yeah,
guys.
there's some great digital editing.
Well, they just layer the
They layer it,
digital.
but it's a lot of practical
It's a
effects,
lot of practical
and it's
effects.
really good.
Unbelievable. So we're looking at the Gorn puppet.
This is much better p image of a Gorn than we were able to see in the
Yeah, it's
episode.
so fast. But okay, so we have these Gorn, these little baby tiny Gorn. I think the first thing I noticed about them is that, so they burst out and La'an says, oh yeah, they're really aggressive and they're immediately going to start eating each other. So they can assert dominance. They need this alpha thing, so the survival of the fittest, quite literally. Which is not quite what that means, by the way. Do you know about this? So people say survival of the fittest, and that doesn't mean individuals. It means, or it doesn't mean like strongest. It means the best suited to the environment is what tends to live and pass on their genes. That's all that means. It doesn't mean we don't get to use that to justify aggression. Anyway, so we've got this fratricide is what this is called, so killing of your siblings. And the thing that this is well known, or the species where this is well known to occur, is sharks. So I'm thinking of great white sharks, but I think other sharks do this as well. The egg-producing individual will get fertilized and gestate several offspring, but as they gestate, the developing sharks eat each other, and the last one to finish eating all of the rest of the siblings in utero is the one that gets born in it. There's like a single great white shark baby that's born, and it's a strategy a lot of sharks and like fishes use, because like sometimes they'll allow that fratricide, or they develop to have that fratricide. Sometimes they will develop or release undeveloped or unfertilized eggs, and they'll eat the unfertilized eggs, like the mermaid's pouches that the sharks lay,
The hot pockets.
little hot pockets of the sea. Yes. So there's a variety of ways that sharks will provide nutrients to their gestating pups, but fratricide is the most meta one of
Interesting.
all of them.
I feel like this tracks with what we learned about the Gorn in a previous Strange New Worlds episode.
Yeah.
where just in ship-to-ship combat, they blew up one of their own ships because,
It wasn't doing a good job,
yeah, it
or
wasn't doing a good job.
yeah.
And so,
They're brutal. So
yeah.
like they've done a lot to communicate how brutal Gorn are. And I want to keep talking about continuing on their life cycle, but first we should probably pause for an ad break.
Now a word from our sponsors.
All right, so continuing on, and we're still stuck on the fact that these are largely practical. Like, I'm flummoxed. This show
It's
cannot.
amazing. We're looking at the top half of a Gorn with a
Yeah.
man's arm up its backside, and
Yeah.
he's puppeting
Puppeting the
the
face.
mouth.
Yeah, and then there's two of the sticky things on the
Yeah,
ends of the
it's
paws.
got two arms, and there are rods connected to each arm
To
for
the wrist.
articulations.
Yeah.
Articulation, yeah.
So some of the things I noticed about, like, the very fr even the tiny, because the even the tiny guys are puppets. Crazy. And so they seem to have these articulated or, like, independently moving shoulder blade things. So they're not wings, but they're definitely a triangular kind of fin-like, almost like a shark fin almost,
Yeah.
projection off of each of their shoulders. And if you watch the animated version, you can see that they're moving kind of independently of the way the arm is moving.
So yeah, like that's unusual. And the first thing I thought, and what I thought wrong here, but I'll explain myself, is I thought of elephant ears,
Yeah.
how they're so large because they dissipate heat
They're
through the
large and
surface
thin.
area. But this is an ectotherm, so it's cold-blooded.
And we know, as part of the episode, they avoid the cold
They
like the
avoid the
plague.
cold, so it seems like maybe that wouldn't be advantageous, like selecting for heat dissipation wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and also it wouldn't need to move like that. So,
Yeah.
yet to be seen trait. Another yet to be seen trait is that
I wonder if they're an extrasensory thing like ampullae on sharks.
the Ampullae of Lorenzini.
Yeah.
That's in their face and their little. I mean, so they have it's a sensory organ within their face as opposed to an extra structure.
Oh, okay.
Does
Because
that make sense?
I come from like the engineering robotics background where we would just slap something like that wherever is convenient.
Yeah, but they're
Yeah.
also small, a cluster of smaller sensors, like meant to, like, that it's kind of goes up against the sand in sharks sharks and rays and stuff. They have these little, they look like freckles
Yeah.
practically, but they are innervated to sense electrochemical activity under sand, and so they know to, like, I think there's something under there, and they bite.
So sharks are playing the game of life with wall hacks.
They're
It's not
basically
fair.
sentient,
Yeah.
what's the word?
Metal
They're
detectors.
sentient metal
Yeah.
detectors. Yeah.
Wild.
Sort of. Anyway,
So I have no idea what these things on the Gorn
yeah,
are.
as yet to speculate, but I feel like they're gonna be the big bads for season two, so we'll talk about that a little bit more.
So I have another question.
Yeah.
We're looking at this puppet, right?
Yes,
And I'm
yes.
looking at its eye.
Yeah.
Is that a nictitating membrane there, or does it have a bar-shaped pupil?
No, it's a nictitating membrane. We
Okay.
saw it squint.
Okay.
So a nictitating membrane, in case you're curious, if you have a dog or a cat and they ever have, like, if you ever pick them up after having some sort of surgery in their eye, like they have a third eyelid, that is what that means. Just a nictitating membrane just means something that kind of keeps the eye wet. And we have a little vestigial bit of one in the corners of our eyes, but we don't have a full one like, dogs and cats do. So that's interesting, because I feel like lizards might have a nictitating membrane also. I
I
think
know
they have.
sharks do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know sharks aren't lizards, but they're connected in my brain for some reason.
Right. Well, I mean, the Gorn too. They make the
Yeah.
Gorn are like the scariest lizards you can conceive of. Like, they
They're
have
very
extra weird.
shark-like.
Yeah, they. Well, I'm looking at multiple rows of teeth
Like if
here.
okay, so like if the Geico was very mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that. That's not
I think we can.
Yeah, he looks like he wants to not only sell me car insurance, but hurt me if I don't buy his car insurance.
Yeah, he's the reason we have insurance.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think the other thing I want to note about these guys is that they have these crazy tusky, like, kind of larger
Yeah, I'm
teeth
looking at that. What
in
the
the
heck are those?
corners of their jaws. So I'm guessing this could be something that kind of helps them grip, because a lot of their teeth are very tiny, shreddy teeth, and these are much larger, recurved teeth.
Interesting.
And in eels, which I don't personally study, but my advisor does, or did, or she still studies them. I'm not in lab anymore. These eels have this second set of jaws that kind of reach out and grab and drag food into their mouth.
Those are pharyngeal jaws?
Pharyngeal jaws.
Pharyngeal jaws.
Come off of their pharynx. But I wonder if those kind of corner piercing teeth, they take a big bite and grab, and those big teeth hold on, maybe? Because those little teeth don't look like, they're pretty straight up and down. They're not meant for grabbing, they're meant for shredding.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what those are for.
Yeah, little straight teeth are shreddy teeth.
My first thought would be these teeth in the corner of their mouths, either vestigial something, or maybe used for sexual selection. But that's unlikely, because here I want to ask, circle back around to the way they reproduce.
Yes.
Is that asexual reproduction? Is that an example of asexual reproduction, or not, because it requires a host?
We don't know that aspect of their life cycle.
Yeah, okay.
Because we do have examples of all female and all male lizards. Specifically, there are species of lizards that have all one sex. Like, they all produce the same kinds of gamete. So that's actually possible that that's what's happening, because we don't see any kind of joining of gametes before they are spat out onto a humanoid host.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you.
Okay, because I thought the framing of the episode, as I understood it, was they're born, they fight each other to see who the alpha is.
Yeah.
And then that guy gets picked up by Mommy and Daddy Gorn later, right?
Well, there's not even Mommy Daddy Gorn, just like the Gorn ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, like, as I understood the episode, that happened on this abandoned ship, right? And so then the team arrives, and they find
Infected Buckley,
who then bursts out, and the Gorons set about killing each other.
Yeah.
And then one of them spits on. And if you haven't watched it yet, we've already warned you. Big warning right now.
Justice Seriously. For Hammer. Oh, it's way too, it's far too late. We've talked about them way too long.
Okay. So one of them spits on Hammer. So, like, I just don't know where in the episode there would be time for the Gorn to, like...
Yeah, so there must be one sex of Gorn, and they asexually reproduce. Yeah.
We could still be wrong, but that seems pretty likely.
And the other interesting thing is that those are not adult Gorn. Those are not a Gorn. They're juveniles.
Yeah.
Because we're told if it's an adult, we would never stand a chance, right? And so they're still youngins, they're still juveniles, they're still crawling around instead of being bipedal, which we see bipedal Gorn in TOS. And I assume
Enterprise,
also in Enterprise. Yeah. So that's kind of fascinating to me, that juveniles, because the definition of a juvenile is that it is not mature, it's not that it can't reproduce, but these ones can.
Yeah,
or they can at least, like, start the process over again before they're fully mature, which is wild. That's wild to me.
Well, we know from Tribbles that there are some species in Star Trek that are born pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. But Tribbles also are not evidently, or they don't have discrete life stages.
No.
These guys, they are very small. They're growing super fast, like, within hours, right? Mm. So, yeah, Gorn are very fast. Like, the way they've developed Gorn here is really interesting.
So they
to
probably
me.
Have to eat, like, a lot and eat each other because they grow so fast.
Right.
That metabolism's probably ripping through energy.
Well, and we know they're super strong, too, because, like, the little tiny, like, rat-sized guys dragged off a fully, like, 250-pound human man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're really, really, really strong. Probably super high metabolism. Speaking of metabolism, though, the other thing I wanted to touch on was in their development process, they say it completely depends on which host they have, like what they're inhabiting, to see how long that infection will run its course. Like, some people it's weeks, some people it's clearly hours.
Yeah.
So that means that we learned something about the Einar as well. Because they have super high metabolisms.
Wouldn't they need to because they live in such a cold climate? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. See, I
So
pay attention.
you do. You listen to me just yammering about cold adaptations. And one cold adaptation is having an increased metabolic rate so that you can continue your internal heat processes. And so that if he has such good metabolic heat production, that means that those Gorn are developing Gorn are just cooking in there. And that makes them really like develop really fast, come out really fast, and be ready to go. And they're probably larger as well if they've been kind of supercharged like that. I was talking to our friend Pauline, who is also I know a lot of herpetologists. She's a
Yeah,
herpetologist.
she's a great herpetologist. Did you talk to her about
Not about the Gorn specifically,
the
but she happened to give a lecture, a guest lecture in my class about
Gorn?
her work because she studies like lizard physiology. And she was talking about how in the face of climate change, these lizards were developing more quickly, and some of them were like much bigger than they should be at a normal temperature. Like they're hatching more quickly because they're growing at a faster rate. Like I don't remember all the particular details, but like especially with lizards, temperature makes a humongous difference. And so this also tells me that, because they mentioned that an Orion was also an infected host, and
And
the
he,
Orion took
yeah.
weeks. So that means to me that
Well, he didn't take as long as Buckley took a long time.
Buckley took a long time, and then the
Yeah, and then
Orion took.
the Orion took less time.
Okay. So that means if Buckley seems to be kind of a insecty humanoid, maybe he's more of an he has kind of maybe some ectothermic tendencies, and so maybe his body temperature is not much different than the ambient temperature. And so that means that the Gorn are probably developing more slowly, especially because Buckley is hanging out with the girl in the back chiller room to try and
Oh,
keep those
that's
Gorn
right.
away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Buckley must have not been having a very good time in the chiller room.
No, not for a long
Poor
time.
guy.
Yeah. But then the Orion seems to have had, I don't know about Orion body temperature, but
The Orions are another one that were introduced in TOS, and we didn't get a lot of play with them until Enterprise, and we
yeah.
just still don't.
So Orion are somewhere between cold adapted humanoids and ectothermic, potentially humanoids. So that explains the difference in that to me, that it would explain the difference in Gorn development in different
Yeah.
from hu different humanoid hosts.
I just want to see like what a meal for Himmer looks like.
Well, we can't.
Not anymore, but like how much must he have eaten?
All of the apparently not all of the waffles and bacon, but like a lot of it.
Pike probably makes extra waffles just for Himmer.
Probably.
Yeah.
Pour out some maple syrup for poor Himmer. Anyway, so that's what we've got in the Gorn so far. I'm looking forward to learning more, honestly. Like
Yeah.
a lot of interesting stuff came up,
Yes.
watching them and rewatching. We actually rewatched an episode for this instead of just like going on the fly.
Because, okay, I really like this episode because they obviously did an homage to the Alien franchise with
Yes.
the life cycle of the Gorn, but they also did an homage to the Thing with the setting of out of an ice planet. And it's cold outside, like the ice storm is
Yeah,
what's confining people to being stuck there
it's a
with them.
story of metabolism. Yeah. I feel like there's
Like,
a.
if you don't like scary movies, maybe this is not the episode for
It's
you.
pretty gory,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's a monster movie.
Yes, but yeah, I was just really excited to see that. I'm looking forward to seeing an adult Gorn because we know it's coming.
Yeah, I kind of want to see like the 2010, 2020s treatment of
Sure.
what a Gorn looks like, adult.
Bring it on, Neville.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Wait, I'm very interested to find out more about their culture because
They don't have any.
they seem to. They have language. They're
They
organized enough to
have.
build ships.
No. They have five words, and they're all because they're just there to like.
They speak Morse code.
Well, they're parasites. They
Yeah.
just reproduce and reproduce and kill and
But
reproduce. They don't have any
we
other.
know from Lower Decks that they have weddings.
Forgot about that.
I'm
Okay, I hate everything.
gonna file that away as dubious canon. I don't think that Rutherford is a reliable narrator given his
No.
implant issues at the time. But
Exactly. Ha.
there exists the potential that Gorn weddings are a thing.
But a Gorn wedding could be, maybe it's not literal.
Or maybe it's maybe it's not literal. Maybe it doesn't map one to one to what we would think of one. Maybe it's more of like we're hunting partners now.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
yeah.
The things we don't know, and I'd
Things we
be
don't know.
interested to find out.
Oh God, I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
Yeah.
They're not Kelpians. I'm not gonna get into Gorn, but like, it's gonna be pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to more information in season two whenever that drops.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're just gonna be biding our time watching Lower Decks starting next month. It's gonna be exciting to see the Strange New Worlds Lower Decks crossover.
Right, yeah.
Very exciting.
I hope
Anyway.
it's just an episode of Strange New Worlds and Mariner and Boimler make their debut as puppets,
It would be
like
so.
Muppet style. And nobody addresses that. They
No.
just play it
It's just,
straight.
yep.
But there's some Muppets on the
I
set.
want it so bad. Oh, please make it happen. Oh, all right. That's what we've got. This is the end of our first season. We have over 1,000 listens as of tonight, as of this recording, which is really, we're really grateful for that.
Yes, thank you to everyone that has listened through season one and.
Tweeted about it. We're back on Twitter, so
Yeah,
that's
and
good.
stuck with us as we've learned the finer points of editing podcasts
And
and
stumbling through the last of our time where we live. A move and a wedding, et cetera, just a couple of small life events. It'll be very exciting. It'll be a great month, and we'll see you back in September.
If you like this episode, please subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app. And if you are using Apple, please rate us 5 stars and leave us a review so other people can find us. If you didn't like it, come back for season two in September. Maybe you'll like it better.
You'll definitely like it better because we'll actually get a break and we'll work on some stuff. You can follow us on Instagram at Spinal Frontier Pod and on Twitter at Spinal Frontier. All right, anyway, we're always looking forward to your comments and questions. We want to interact with you, so I guess that means we have to post. Working on it. Okay, honey, you can press play.